Ah, the red carpet, the gongs,
the Oscars.
We have our very own star. Her name is Lisa Cannon. She is head of studio at DMG Media. She's gone to Los Angeles. She'll be reporting from many different aspects of DMG Media over the next few days. You can see her reports on Instagram and various different platforms Evoke. And we're so lucky to have her on the program. Yesterday afternoon, because the time difference, I had a chat with her. Early morning in LA. Started by saying, good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. Greetings from Los Angeles. Look what I'm looking at. If you could only see it, and we had portal television here. The sun is beating over Sunset Tower here on the Sunset Strip. It's just starting to rise here very early in the morning. But it's a delight to talk to you from here. It's an exciting time for sure.
We are so excited to have you on, and thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I've just spoken about all your different broadcasts with Evoke and different things that you'll be doing over the next while as well. The excitement of being there. Just talk to me about it, please.
I have to say, I know I've covered the Oscars a few times, which sounds very kind of, oh, blah, 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 blah. But this time round, honestly, has been my favourite. It's the vibe in the town is exciting. You know, there's lots of Irish contingency this year. You know, there's a sense of pride, national pride. There's also a sense of just delight at all the recognition of the extreme talent and dynamo and innovative work that, you know, we are creating at the moment in this huge, bustling global town. And it's lovely because right outside my window, I can see a huge poster for Hamlet, and then right beside it, a huge poster for Begonia, which, of course, Ed Gainey and Andrew Lowe produced through Element Pictures, who, of course, had almost like 30 Oscar nominations between them across the, you know, Poor Things, The Favourite, Room, etc. And, you know, then, of course, with Jesse Buckley and Paul Mescal. And I just turned on my television there before I went to bed last night. And there's, you know, they're running through all the Oscar movies, and up pops Jesse Buckley talking about Hamlet and her role, and of course Paul Mescal as well. And it's like hearing an Irish accent in your American television in America while you've come over to cover them. It's a little bit surreal, but we've had a very surreal day anyway, as it happens.
Yeah. Now, comedian Conan O'Brien, he's set to host it. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah. No, I mean, I love Conan. I think he's incredibly funny, and I can only imagine the pressure that he must be under to deliver, because this year feels different in every way. I think the caliber of movies that have been produced is just stellar. And you know, we were with Richard Baynham, who's up for visual effects for, yes, Avatar yesterday. And he gave Evoke an exclusive. He invited us into Light Studios, which is owned by James Cameron. And only us being Irish, we walked past security and walked right off to where Richard's, because we were interviewing, obviously, with set up, and we had to sign a, you know, a non-disclosure agreement and all that kind of stuff. But we walked up anyway in with our bags, our sunglasses, like, oh, we're here to interview. And we saw his like cone with his name on it. And I was like, oh, look, Richie's here. Look at his cone. And we were kind of pointing, and, you know, we took out the iPhone and we're taking little pictures. And this guy walks by. And he was like, hey, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, just, we're here to interview. And I looked up, but Clodagh, who was with me, he's my camera woman, went, like she just was lost for words. And I looked at him, and it was James Cameron, the director of Titanic, wow, and Aliens. And I looked at him, oh my God, Mr. Cameron, I'm sorry, we're just here to interview. And he started laughing, and he was like, where are you from? And we started chatting. So he ended up chatting with us for about 5-10 minutes. Talking about Avatar and the projects and, you know, all the rest. And then we got some photographs with him. What a lovely man. Oh. So that was incredible. And then we got invited then into the studios themselves, and we had a look around, and I was allowed to try on the Heart of the Ocean from Titanic, the priceless necklace.
Yeah.
So I do have photographic evidence. yes. Richard took the Heart of the Ocean, which is on display there, and put it on my neck. And I think that's it. I'm done now. I'm tapped out. I can go home.
Now, again, barring...
It's been an interesting, surreal day.
Yeah. Barring any kind of a Titanic upset, Jessie will win. Like, there's never been something
assured.
She will win. She's odds on to win. She will win, won't she? Yeah.
She will. I mean, look, we're just kind of, because we're only here in day, well, you know, by the time the jet lag kicks in, we feel we only just did one day yesterday. Yeah. And today is our second day. And I think, you know, we're just kind of, you know, scoping it out, asking people. Everybody feels she's going to win. Whether you talk to somebody on the street and do a vox pop, or you talk to a hotel manager, or you, you know, speak to somebody in the industry, hands down, every time people are saying it's her. So it's got to be her, you know, and it's an exciting time, too, because, you know, we'd love to get her. We'd love to kind of catch her with the Oscar. They're very, very heavy, by the way. I was allowed to hold Richard Bainham's Oscar yesterday, and they're really heavy. You know, it's like, it's a piece. Wouldn't it be amazing to have her hold that piece on Sunday night? So we'll see. I mean, all eyes are on her, really. And I'm sure she's a little bit nervous. I mean, it feels like she's the talk of the town, which nobody ever wants to be, but in a good way this time, you know.
And in terms of... other Irish interests, as you say, you've mentioned a few there. What are the chances? What do you reckon?
Well, we're actually meeting up with Andrew Friedman and John Kelly today. Of course, they're up for animation and short animation. So we're going to do kind of a one-on-one sit-down interview with them. They're in great form. They're off doing hikes and, you know, meetings and having a lovely time, you know, really enjoying themselves. So I think they're chilled, which is really nice. Ed Guiney, of course, the producers of Element Pictures, they were on our flight on the way over. So I know they're incredibly busy. We are obviously trying to set up meetings with them. And of course, he said, yes, that's no problem. But it's also finding a window in our schedule, because we're also quite busy, too. So not that our schedule is in any way more important than the producers of the Best Picture. But we are out here speaking to Caroline Moorhen. We're going to Universal Studios this morning with her, and we've lots of lovely things planned. We're heading to the Beverly Hills Hotel. The manager there, John Scanlon, is from Kerry, so he is going to be hosting all of the major celebrities coming through the doors. The Beverly Hills Hotel is the most famous hotel in Los Angeles, so it's the big ding-donger. Wow. They say, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio always has lunch there on a Sunday, so we're allowed to go in. No filming, which I can understand. But we are getting to speak to John from Kerry, and I brought him a little gift, a really lovely, funny mug from Dunn Stores, just to feel like he's at home. we're trying to make it fun, you know. But yeah, it's good. Amazing. It's good. And the weather's quite good, please God. It was a little overcast today, but nonetheless, please God, the sun will shine today.
That sounds amazing. Really, really amazing. Lisa, I'll let you go. I know you're very busy. Thank you so much for talking to me, and we will talk to you, please God, over the weekend and maybe on Monday. But thank you so much. And
absolutely.
Enjoy yourself. And if and when she does win, please God, after party, is that planned yet for yourself?
Oh my God. Well, I'm getting dressed up. I've brought an Irish designer.
Yeah,
Simon O'Mahony is with me. Simon O'Mahony, one of my close friends. He's a brilliant Irish designer, best of best. And it is, of course, it's green. So I'm wearing green for us, and want to wear an Irish designer. So yes, the Guna will be out, the shoes, the hair. And then the after parties, we've no idea. I think Sunday feels like a little bit away yet, but we've loads of content we're motoring through, and doing it on different time zones is tough, because we've got like the editors texting us at like, you know, early in the morning, and then we're trying to get to them and it's late at night, and you forget as well, you know, even with your own family, that it's sometimes when you want to tell them something, it's 2 a.m. So, but you know, it's wonderful, and I always see it as a privilege to be here, and you know, something you'll always remember, amazing life experience. So we're thrilled, but yes, we're rooting for her, hope she'll win. Buzz me anytime, as long as I'm awake, and I'll tell you anything I know.
Lisa, thank you so much.
Okay.
Wow, isn't that one of the best jobs in the world? Thank you very much, Lisa, for chatting with us. Stay with us, 083 333 975.